Footprints on the Journey, The Diary of Kenpo Sodargye, Pure Gold. In describing something wonderful, gold is usually used as a symbol, for instance, a heart of gold, or truth will prevail through fire just as genuine gold does, etc. People also like to wear gold accessories in order to attract more attention from others. Ornaments of pure gold decorate only the exterior. They are unable to promote people's inner selves. On the other hand, the sacred Dharma will bring changes to one's lives, both current and future ones, and ultimately lead beings toward liberation. Considering its limitless benefits, the value of the Dharma is just as precious as gold. Jowoji, glorious Atisha, mastered all the inner and outer doctrines by the age of 21. He became proficient in sutra and tantra after diligent study under the tutelage of the great Naropa. Later, following the direction given by his teachers and the Idam, Atisha took ordination from the great erudite Silarakshita and was given the name Dipamkara Srijnana. In 3 years, he understood perfectly the essential teachings of his own and all other lineages. Following the instruction from Tara, he took a perilous 13-month sea voyage and overcame unimaginable difficulties to arrive at the distant island of Sumatra, in present-day Indonesia. There, with deep and unshakable devotion, he studied with the teacher of his long yearning, Suvarnadvipa Guru, or Master from the Golden Isles, for 12 years. Having received his master's gold-like teachings, he aroused the gold-like bodhicitta and witnessed many pure visions of Idams. Atisha returned to India fully accomplished. With his erudition and extraordinary wisdom, he completely triumphed in many heated debates against 13 non-Buddhist extremists, and was offered 13 victory banners, presented with heartfelt admiration by the defeated opponents. His renown spread far and wide, and he won the total trust of the Sangha at the venerable Buddhist college, Vikramasila, who entrusted him as the steward of the 18 keys of the monastery. During that time period, to be in charge of merely one key of that monastery was revered as a great honor. The Tibetan king of the time, Lalama Yeshe, in his strong wish to invite Atisha to Tibet, gave up his own life for the amount of gold equal to his body weight. Yangchubu journeyed to India with this gold, offered it to Atisha, and succeeded in bringing the master to Tibet, where he taught the pure Dharma for 13 years. Whenever Atisha spoke of Suvarnadvipa Guru, he would feel the greatest gratitude and said with deep emotion, "The gold-like bodhicitta that I have generated in my mind all comes from the kindness of Lord Suvarnadvipa." When Ku, Nyok, and Drom once asked him what were the best of all the elements of the path, Atisha replied with these illuminating teachings, "The best instruction is always to watch the mind. The best way of life is one that does not fit with worldly ways. The best accomplishment is a steady lessening of negative emotions. The best sign of practice is a steady decrease of desires. The best spiritual friend is one who attacks your hidden faults. The best incentives are enemies, obstacles, and the sufferings of illness. The great masters like Atisha have left us rich legacies like pure gold. If we travel to golden isles but return empty-handed, what could be more foolish than that?" 6th of July, Year of Renmu, August 14, 2002.